Welcome to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Doing it a bit different this afternoon, just that everyone is doing well. My guest today joins me live, and I want to say a special thank you to Miss Princess Deshong for joining us on the program. Princess, welcome to Youth Unplugged. Of course, a different setting, not what usually people expect. Right. But of course,
that's fine.
Just got to make sure everything is okay. Princess, tell us a little bit more of you. That's the question we always start off with. People seem to get nervous when we ask that. Why are you at that? More about you, people who may not be familiar with you, before we even go to getting down into the business aspect. Let's talk about you on a personal vibe.
On a personal vibe. Okay, well, my name is Princess Deshong, guys. I am 22 years of age. I would say on a personal vibe, I'm very passionate, obviously, about what I do. That's why I chose to go into this direction. Part of my hobbies, apart from styling hair, I love singing and I've danced. I'm very outgoing individuals. I love motivating others. My personal Instagram covered everything motivation, everything inspiration. That's just a part of my personality, I guess. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me. That a big type of gal. Yeah.
Nice. So let's start from, like, what primary, secondary school you went to, and, you know, what were your aspirations then? Because, you know, sometimes when you're young, we want to be certain things, and then you get old and you realize, eh, that might not be so realistic. So right. What is it for you?
I went to Lage Primary School, and then I went to Enchukwu Secondary School. At Enchukwu Secondary, I studied business. Okay. I always felt that I would have actually gotten into that field. Mm-hmm. But towards the end of secondary school, though, in Form 5, I changed my mind on becoming an entrepreneur. I wanted to actually become a history lecturer. History lecturer. Imagine that. I know.
Wow.
I know, but obviously, life had other plans for me. After I left secondary school, I didn't go to South Africa, but I did do a course with Penn Foster online where I studied business management. And yeah, so basically, that's all for me when it comes to schooling. What I do right now, I didn't go to school because I'm actually self-taught. Mm-hmm. So I would say I'm a YouTube graduate. I'm a visual learner. So I learned most of everything that I do online, very dedicated. So I make sure I get it right. So, yeah, that's it for me when it comes to schooling.
And that's nothing wrong with that, because there was a message by Elon Musk, and it's like, why do you need to go to school when you can learn everything for free online? So there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I don't want to stray from this history thing. What's that about? Don't feel like you're just going to tell me that you fly away. How did that happen? Fine.
Okay, so how can I describe that? Okay. Kind of like an old soul. I'm always intrigued by the past, right?
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, everything of the past, I always want to know. And Lord, I always keep digging and digging and digging. That's, I have to stop that. But I was always intrigued by the past and just learning more about our history, especially as Black people. And I wanted, again, I love just like sharing information on a whole. And I was pulled to, when I gravitated towards just being on a platform where I could help others learn about history. And that's why I was like, you know what? I want to become a history lecturer at SUAFA, and that's what I'm going to do. Obviously, it didn't happen, but that's what I just had a passion for it.
Emma, it's always good, because sometimes you have to learn from the past to know where you're going. So it's always good that you use that, you know, love for history. How did you start? And I guess from based on your bio, I know that not only are you an entrepreneur, but you're a serial entrepreneur. And you always find things to, you know, to do and to invest in. Before we even go into that, let's talk about your motivational side. Like you rightly said, you like to post a lot of motivational stuff and inspirational stuff for people on your page. You also have a motivational speaking page. And yes, I did all my research.
Nice.
Tell me a little bit more about that venture or that side of you that people might not be too familiar with.
Okay, so that side of me, because when I started out in the industry, right, I didn't have a lot of motivation. So I always had to go out and sort. And being a young person, getting motivation, it's something that's much needed to keep you on path, you know, when you're starting out. And I didn't get that. And it was terrible for me. And when you're starting out, especially having a business, that's taking up extra risk. you need the motivation. So I sourced this on my own. I read books. Again, YouTube is like my best friend. Mm-hmm. And when I started to get the intel, I didn't want to be selfish with it like a lot of other persons are, because I know how much it really helps. So I felt like I should be very open and transparent with other people, especially women. Like, if you, I know you watch my page, it's like, women, let's go, let's get it. Yeah. So especially women, so you do something for themselves. Like, you can come from absolutely nothing and make something from your of yourself, like, once you're dedicated. Once the dedication is there and you have a vision in your head, I believe that anybody could rise from the ground up once the dedication is there. Of course, we need the motivation. We need the inspiration. So I was like, I am doing it. So I have to share. I cannot just keep everything to myself. And it really helps me. Honestly, I love it. I genuinely love, aside from my job, posting and just helping people in the world, having conversations. I would actually, a lot of young women, and they message me, we would set up meetings, like literally schedule meetings when they're starting up their businesses, so we can just have a talk about it, just so that they can feel a lot more comfortable. And it's something I do that for absolutely free, just because, you know, I really love helping persons out.
Yeah. That's so amazing. And, you know, one of the things I like about the young women entrepreneurship community, you guys stick together. I mean, recently, I know you guys did a little getaway with InstaComfort. Big up to Denise. Yeah. I saw a guest on you from Plug a couple weeks ago. But what is it like when you guys get together, a bunch of young women are very motivated? And what's the energy like? I'm trying to imagine the energy. I was like, I wish I was a woman. I wanted to be there too, you know?
Let me tell you, trust me, you would have loved it. It's amazing. From the conversations to the vibes, everything. It's my favorite part, honestly, was the conversations. Mm. What do we talk about? We talk about business. We talk about spirituality. We talk about the different things that we go through in our personal lives. And we're very open, very transparent. We give each other ideas and stuff like that. On top of that, we have a lot of fun together. You know, and it's no judgment, no bad vibes, just nice energy. I'm a wine lover, lots of wine. There it is.
Yes, that is very important. What's a girl's line without wine? Exactly. Let's segue now into you personally and your business. I don't know, start off with the Glam Bar. How did that get about? How did you start? How did you get the name? What was the inspiration? Am I asking too many questions at all at once? Should I slow down?
It's good. Yeah. Okay. So Glam Bar Salon, it started about 2 years ago. It's going to be 3 years in November. Yeah. So when I started, I was in search of a job. After I did the whole course for business management, I was in search of a job. And I felt like I was really called to do this, because all how I tried out for certain things, I was not getting through. I would do different trainings, I would do well, and I still wasn't getting through. And then my uncle, he's the owner of Lucian Child, he told me, like, hey, princess, okay, you have no kids as yet, and you're very young, so, and you have a talent, so why not just go in Castries and rent out a station? I was like, I'm actually living on my savings right now, and you want me to take my savings, go in Castries, and just rent out a station with zero clients? And I was like, you know what? Why not? Like, let me give it a try. Let me just do it, give my absolute best, zero clients, and that's what I did. So when I started, I was like, okay. For the first 2 months, I actually paid the rent out of my savings. But during these 2 months, I was giving out flyers. I did posters. I was walking around in the business, the beauty supply stores, giving the women my cards, telling them about my business space. Instagram helped me a lot. I was on Instagram religiously every single day, like posting morning, noon, and night, reaching out to different local influencers to sponsor them hairstyles, to get the word out there. Like, I was really active in the beginning. And of course, I chose to specialize in something that a lot of persons didn't do at the time, but I knew would have grown into something. So that alone, it helped me a lot. Just joining and focusing on one thing that a lot of persons didn't do.
Yeah.
That was like, it really pushed me and helped me get myself out there quicker than I expected, honestly.
That's amazing. Of course, businesses is always filled with challenges. What were some of the challenges that you faced when you first started, and how were you able to overcome that?
In the beginning, one of the main challenges was getting clients in the chain. That was one of the that's why I had to do a lot of footwork, I guess. and a lot of posting on social media. Another challenge for me was staying motivated, as I mentioned earlier. I had a lot of, there was a lot of moments because I wasn't really getting clients and I had to be paid out of my accounts, my savings. I wanted to give up. I swear to you, I really wanted to just end this and go in a different job or just something simple and finish it out because I'm like, what? I really have to be struggling that much. I don't see no light in this industry. And that's when I really turned to the motivation on YouTube and just go reading and listening to other hairstylists from different countries. I couldn't find like hairstylists here that I can really sit down and talk to and relate to on a level for me too. It was always stylists on out of the island. I would get my motivation from and, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I gave the motivation pages. So that was the, another challenge for me. This, the clientele and really the inspiration and motivation. So that was the two main challenges for me when I just started.
That's pretty amazing. And I guess, like you said, you have to look to your inspiration overseas, because I guess nobody is going to take a young person, potential competition, and sit down and say, my girl, you have to do X, you have to do Y, you have to do Z, and this is how you get, and then you see you get no clients again after that. Let's talk about the first time you had a client leave you. Somebody said, you know what, because I know you ladies, y'all don't play by your hair. Ain't nobody going to put your hair, ain't nobody going to put no lace front on. Nobody, you have to go to that specific person. And I think women have a relationship with a hairdresser, because a hairdresser is not just a hairdresser, somebody to do your hair. There's also a counselor. You have to be able to look into the business and say, no, my girl, you know, you have to try that. Let's talk about the first time you had a client and they became a repeat client and now a friend. How was that experience for you?
Oh, wow, that's amazing. My very first client, me and her, we're really close to a point where every time we see each other, we have to give each other long hugs and tell each other that I love you. And she would just stop by the side of just dropping by and give me a hug, and we'd have nice conversations about life and stuff. She was my very first client, and she's 50. When she came to me for the first time, imagine, I didn't do her hair because that was the first time I tried this service on her. Her hair came out so badly. It was terrible.
Wow.
Really bad, right? So then when she got home, she called me and she told me that she wasn't pleased and stuff like that. And then I told her, okay, I'm very sorry, but I'm willing to fix this. Are you willing to come in tomorrow where I could redo the service? You don't have to pay, but I know I can fix this. I just want you to give me a chance to make this right. And then she came back the following day. I redid it, and she never stopped coming after that. I redid it. I, let me tell you, that night, I think 2 o'clock in the morning, I was on YouTube.
Amazing. Amazing.
I was on YouTube. I'm like, I'm going to get this right, because I felt her energy when she came, and she seemed like a really nice, genuine person. And I was like, that's a client that I want. I want persons like that to come to me. That's the type of client that I feel like I want to work with. So I didn't want to let that go. And up to a day like today, me and her name is Marcy. Marcy, I love you. She still comes. Yes, she always comes. Yeah. So that's my experience.
That's pretty amazing, because, you know, normally on a normal basis, if somebody doesn't like a style, people usually complain, oh, just so well, if you don't like it, well, you pay me my money already. So it's kudos to you, and it shows the importance of customer service and how you're able to retain that mentor, which is really excellent. 2 years now, almost 3 years into the business. What can you say in terms of your growth? How do you measure your growth, and what can you talk about that?
Oh, wow, my growth. I've grown so much. Okay, so growth-wise, when I started, I was renting a station, but now I have my very own place. And I started out in Castries, but I believe in vision boards as well, people. So I always had a vision for me to move to Rodney Bay, but my vision was for me to move in Rodney Bay in 5 years. I don't know why I put it 5 years, but I actually ended up moving. It was about a year and 6 months. About a year and 6 months, I actually made the move. So growth-wise, for my very own location, from starting out, renting a station, but I always knew that I wanted my own place for sure. Another thing, growth-wise, I literally just launched my own product. It's Nirvana Hair. It's a growth oil. So with all of my installations, I have to moisturize my client's scalp, because with a wig, it gets itchy sometimes, and you need your scalp to be properly moisturized. So I always use my own formulated serum, and it's now up for purchase for not only my clients, but for the public, because it is an amazing product. What else, growth-wise? Oh, I have an amazing partner working with. Her name is Fantasy Hairstyles Nikhil. She's a, I don't do braiding. She does braiding, she does locks and all of these other amazing styles. So we make a really good team because I do, we have different hairstyles we would do together since I don't do braiding. So I would do, let's say, the slick part of the ponytail, and then she would do the braided ends, and then I would do the weaving in the back, and then she would do the braiding in the front. So she is another great energy. I love working with her.
Like, yeah. You said all these things and styles of braiding, and I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I'm really supposed to understand what the heaven name you're talking about. What did you say the name of the product was?
It's Nirvana Hair Growth Oil. Let me actually show it to you.
Yeah, of course. We always want to see samples of the product here.
So, oh, wow. This is it. It has the directions in the back. I try, and the lighting is a kind of a way.
Yeah, that's...
And the way for you to get it... This one is new, so it's taking some time to open. So it's like a dripping. So you put the drips in. So yeah, so this is the product. It's a growth oil.
A growth oil. Now, what inspired you to do your own product?
Again, I wanted to take on a bit more. I want to bring a bit more to the table for my clients. For me, I see no limits, especially as a young person. I want to try out different things, right? But I wanted to remain in the beauty industry because, let me tell you something, women spend money on themselves. That's for sure. So anything they invest in themselves overall from head to toe. So I prefer stay along the lines in the beauty industry for now. So I was like, I need to go into products. I'm already a hairstylist. So venturing out into products would be perfect for me. And I have been actually working on this for a little over 11 months, actually. And I finally got it out there about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. What challenges were you faced with creating your own serum? Because I know that's no easy task. Like, oh, yeah, I go put a little oil. I go put a little something to make it smell nice. And like, how do you test it to ensure that it works and it doesn't have no after effects? Because I know it's a process. And I know, like you said, 11 months is pretty a decent time to test it out to make sure that it works. Were you faced with any challenges when you were putting out the product and testing out the product?
Since I was using the oil, right, I have a lot of information on the mixture for the oil since I already used it for some time. The only challenges that I face, since I can be really particular with putting out the product, I chose a marketing guy. His name is Mark Hunter. He's from Viewfort. And just working with him to get things out in a particular way, that took some time. The graphics took some time, the graphic design. Courtney Green, she did... Yes, oh my god. So Courtney Green, she did the logo for me. She did the whole pack of labeling and everything for me. So that took some time because, you know, back and forth it gets dry for sure, and you don't want to just rush and put something out there that you don't feel comfortable with. So that definitely took some time. The different concepts for the teasing videos and, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to really, before I put the product out there, because I know there will be interviews on it, I wanted to really know a lot of information about each and every single oil that is in there. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to get myself informed properly. Yeah, that's alone, honestly. It sounds like a little bit, but it took some time. Believe in trusting the process. I don't feel like I needed to rush and just putting something on the take. So yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Definitely. What do you see? What's your vision for your product? Do you expect it to surpass your actual task of doing hairs? So eventually you'll be like, you know what, I can live off my product and celebrity stylist, and you know, you only do certain people. Talking about that, I realized you did a top celebrity job. Well done, kudos
Thank
to you.
Yeah.
It's very tender, you know. It was very tender. You get my gist? Yeah, that's how you do it. That's for a big girl. Mm-hmm. Very well. So let's talk about the product. What's your hopes for it?
Yes, so I actually see the product line surpassing me as a hairstylist here in Senegal. Yes. Because I see it growing into a whole company on its own. That's why it's named Nirvana Hair. So I'm just starting off with a growth oil, but they will have a lot of other products that will be added to as well. And this is going to have its own place separate from Grand Masador. Other products that will be added to as well. And this is going to have its own place separate from Grand Masador. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to me, let's say doing clients, definitely a celebrity hairstylist. That's my goal for myself, to be a celebrity hairstylist. So I'm really grateful that I got the opportunity to do Patrice Roberts, and she loved her hair. I was so pleased when I did her. I felt so calm, and it was just like normal. The conversation flowed, and it was just like dealing with one of my regular clients, to be honest. And yeah, so the growth oil is going to be bigger than what Glam Basado is right now. And as for myself, I'm definitely going to be a celebrity hairstylist. That's where I see myself headed.
That's pretty amazing. Now, you're at 22. We've said that, so I can say that. I don't feel no way of saying that again.
No problem.
Let me tell you, you've accomplished a lot of, you've accomplished quite a bit in at your age. They're definitely saying that the sky is probably not even the limit, but the sky is probably just the beginning. What's next? What other things are you probably interested in trying your hands, your blessed hands at?
Okay, so outside of the right now with the beauty industry and stuff like that, completely down in when it comes to life, something that I really want to get into, not now, is real estate.
Definitely. That's a millionaire track. What's he talking about? Exactly. On that millionaire track, because that's the next step into making.
The ring of darkness is making quite a bit of noise, so making it a little difficult to hear.
I'm really happy to see, you know, young people like us doing some amazing things. And especially the fact that despite all of this, you still make time to reach out to people and offer free advice. At any point in time when people approach you for advice, do they ever say, I really like you, what do you know? Do you have to deal with that kind of vibe?
To be honest, no. I have never gotten that. Hopefully I wouldn't, but who knows, you can never tell. But I have never gotten that. They're always really open to hear what I have to say, I guess, especially after just having a regular conversation with me. I'm told a lot that for a 22-year-old, I'm a lot mature for my age, which I believe as well. We can have really grown conversations, like we can have really serious conversations. I can be busy too because I love a good joke, of course. But I've never gotten that. They would definitely take my advice, especially when it comes to business, seeing that I'm living in it. You know, so that's another point, a good point.
That's pretty cool because I guess also a lover of history technically makes you probably an old soul, so it kind of meshes with relating with people. So that's pretty amazing. We're just about, 27 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. Just got to remind people that you're locked on to Youth Unplugged right to the radio caravan. So go to the kind conference of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. As we are about closing, one of the things that we'd like to do is give our guests the opportunity to speak to young people, and I know your primary focus is on young women. We're going to take the time out now to give people some inspiration. They've listened to your story. Give them some words of encouragement to allow them to continue, especially in this pandemic. It must have been difficult to maintain your business if people are not going out as often. But we know women will always find money to make sure they look good because birthdays, they have to get a good selfie and stuff. But so, you know, in closing, just give people, our young listeners, some words of inspiration to keep them motivated. Along the right path.
Okay, great. For the young listeners out there, I would say, especially if you want to open up your own business and you know that that is something that you want to do, cast out all of the negative voices, and it happens to all of us, but cast out all of the negative voices in your head that telling you that you cannot do it. You have to keep affirming and repeating to yourself that I can do it and I will make this happen. And even though you try, you have to tell yourself, hey, I don't even, it's good that you try, but I don't care if you try, but you have to win, you're in it. You have to get up again because none of us wants to start something 2 days, 2 years down the line, we stop. And then after 5 years, we're regretting. You know, time will pass, the day must end, the sun will rise again the following day, you can get through this. Just keep the vision for sure and keep on believing and affirming to yourself that you can make this happen because it's very possible. I started from ground zero, zero followers on Instagram, everything, and I made it happen for myself because of dedication. I kept the vision. It wasn't easy, but it is definitely possible, guys, and it's, if it can work out for me, it can work out for you too. And of course, yes, don't leave God out of this. Don't try to do this alone. Don't leave God out of this. The relationship with God is very important. Yeah.
I actually said amen. I don't know why, but very well said, Princess. Thank you so much for joining us. Take this opportunity to give people your Instagram handles or whatever platforms that you are. Give out your business number for people who might be interested in touching base with you. I mean, we didn't even touch much on the actual process of doing the lease runs or whatever, but you know, it was a very good conversation. So I think people might be interested in using your service or even probably just checking out your socials to see some of your work. Please give out your handles.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, firstly. My business page with my lace fronted installations, guys, is glambasalo_. My page for my growth oil is nirvanahay_. My content _. My page for my growth oil is nirvanahay_. My contact number is 712-7348. And my Gmail for Glambasalo is glambasalo.slu@gmail.com. And for Nirvana Hay, it's nirvanahay.slu@gmail.com. I really hope that you guys got this.
Yeah. Definitely. Princess, thank you so much for joining us. Princess Deshong, owner of the Glam Bar, owner of the lovely hair products and so much more, motivational speaker, big sister to future entrepreneurs. So many things. We want to thank you so much for joining us right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, the fun plug. Proud sponsor by Bank of St. Lucia.